In the last 15 years, adoption from China has changed dramatically. Gone are the days of healthy baby girls abandoned for boys.
The idea of having a male heir to carry on family name has been particularly strong. For families who have found themselves with a newborn girl, if they could have the girl adopted by somebody else, that seems to be an expedient way to solve their dilemma.
Now, the biggest risk factor for child abandonment is illness and disability.
That would lead to another social problem, that is the distribution of medical resources. Although we say that comprehensive medical care has been offered to every Chinese citizen, in terms of degree, regional differences is still quite marked.
Professor Lian Lu is the Associate Dean in the College of Foreign Languages and Literature at Fudan University and a representative on the China Women's Federation.
When I go out in Shanghai, I rarely see people with disability. When I go abroad, the disabled people are very much part of the society. My society is still very much blind to the existence and the need of the disabled.
Quite often, if the child has multiple problems, the orphanage don't want to list them because they don't feel they'll be picked up.
Julie Garrett is the operations manager for Shining Star Foster Home, a support house for blind and sick orphans in Shanghai.
The children who are most readily available here in China have some sort of special need. And you'd probably be asked by your social worker what level of special needs you felt you could cope with. There are children here who are going to have more challenges as they go through life.
The Chinese government says there are over 600,000 orphans and abandoned children living in the more than 1,000 care facilities around China. Welfare groups estimate the number is closer to 1 million. 98% of children in Chinese orphanages are listed as being disabled.
There's Mei Mei, who's had hydrocephalus. She's just a year old. She's had two fairly major surgeries on her brain already, so we've got no idea what her potential is. One of the successes that we've had recently is with a little girl called Xin Xin. She had heart surgery last November, and she's doing absolutely great now. So there are different levels of, I guess, risk that people are willing to take and have to work with.
Many disabilities would be easily corrected by operations and medical care, which is often more readily available overseas. Some so-called disabilities are not considered as such in Australia, including birthmarks, webbed fingers and toes, albinism, and being older than six. Jin Xiao is the house manager of Shining Star. She says the biggest difficulty in the house is caring for kids with complex needs. All the children are blind or sick, and some also have autism. The Ayis, or house aunties, rely on volunteers to offer respite. The house is run on donations and fundraising. This money is needed to cover rent, food, wages, clothing and toys, and medical care, including surgery, for the children. The average Australian wait time to adopt a baby from China is 7 years. Couples adopting disabled children have a 3 to 5 year wait.
China has very strict policies regarding who can adopt. Personally, I hope to encourage some policies that would open up a little bit for families who are decent, responsible, and financially capable. Encourage them to adopt orphans or disabled kids.
In 2014, there were only 11 adoptions of Chinese children to Australia.
For people outside China, the only ones I've ever met coming in to do an adoption have been American.
In the same period, America accepted 2,354 Chinese adopted children.
The US is very well set up for intercountry adoption. There is a process, there is an agency, and everything once you get into China just seems to follow a checklist.
I ask Julie what adoptive parents need, based on her experiences with her now 11-year-old adopted son, Tom.
Understanding from friends and family who are your support group, because you're going to come across issues and problems that other families don't. I actually had somebody come up to me last summer in the UK as I was standing with Tom having an ice cream on the promenade, you know, and that's, does he know he's adopted? Well, if he didn't, he would now. You know, so you've got to be prepared for people saying things that seem a little out there. There will be people who will fall off your Christmas card list. There are people who've fallen off ours, and I've come to the conclusion that we really didn't need them on there in the first place. It's just one of those things. If you've made a decision and a commitment, then you'll be fine. No.